Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut in New York. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. And boy, have we got a show for you today. I'm so excited about this show. Well, I think it's very appropriate because it was Labor Day weekend, and my husband and his father always say that Labor Day is actually a day for working more than a vacation. And that is what we did this weekend. I tell you, my husband just got himself a new job, and we needed to have a lot of work done around the house. So that's what we were doing this weekend to get prepared for his new job. He is a general contractor, so he knows how to do all that kind of thing. But we were all excited about his new career and everything. And the fact that we got a lot of work done on the house, it was very productive. So Brian's in the house. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Happy as ever. Ready to have another fun-filled day on the Michelle Bond Show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have a good holiday?
Yep. I just sat at the house and relaxed. That's all.
So you're a lucky one. You got to relax.
I didn't have to be in the office.
That's great. You know, I've never really gotten to relax on Labor Day because prior to this, my new career, I owned an animal hospital, and we did a lot of boarding. And so, of course, you get a lot of animals to board. There's a lot of cats and dogs during the holidays. And we would book up completely solid. So we had to have all decks on hand to take care of the animals who were boarding. So we would always take off the weekend after Labor Day, after everybody checked out. So I think that's what my husband and I are going to do this year as well. And it is so appropriate that the day after Labor Day, we would have our guest here, Rizanne Virk, who is going to talk to us about how to bring spirituality into the workplace, how your success depends on merging your business life and spiritual life together. Now, Rizwan is a very well-known entrepreneur. He's a mogul. Let me just tell you, he's also an author, an independent film producer, and he's written this book that talks about how to bring spirituality into the workplace called Zen Entrepreneurship, Walking the Path of the Career Warrior. Welcome, Rizwan. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well, and it's great to be here.
Great. Well, you know, I've been talking to our audience about a lot of philosophies about bringing your I Am presence or your higher power with you into all your worldly activities. And so I think that this is very appropriate that we start the show off with the philosophy tip of the day.
And now the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
All right. So the philosophy tip of the day does come from the St. Germain Foundation. And we've been talking a lot about where your I Am presence, where your higher power is. And your higher power, as we've discussed, is above you, and it also resides in your heart. And I have a direct quote here from the great divine director out of the I Am Discourses. This is book 8. And this is what he has to say. Your mighty I Am presence is anchored in your heart. It makes your physical heart the heart of your mighty I Am presence in action. As you come to know that your presence is above you, then giving it your attention, it brings into your outer world of activity the power of your presence, whose anchorage in the octave of the human life is in your physical heart. So there you go. Straight direct quote from the great divine director. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is how do you bring this into the world of activity, into your workplace, and make your vocation your provocation. And I'd like to give you all an affirmation. And this is a direct affirmation from St. Germain of the St. Germain Foundation. And this is what he has to say. He says, take command and say to all appearances, you have no power. Stay out of my world. My world is the world of the mighty I am. It is governed by and held obedient to my presence. No human thing can touch it. Henceforth, I stand free, forever free from all human qualities. Mighty I am presence, your authority is in action in my world. I claim your perfection as the only governing presence in my mind, my body, and in my feeling world. Hold it purified, beautified, and free from every discord, that your glory may pour forth and bless all mankind with whom I come in contact with. So there you go. So what this is saying is to put your attention on your I am presence. He's above you, or she is above you, and also in your heart. So when you focus in on your heart, you are putting your attention on your higher power. And this is one of the reasons why we're talking about the shift that we have gone through since 2012, the of society, the consciousness. We're moving into the fourth generation, or the heart chakra. That is where your spirituality is. That is where your higher power resides. And that is where we are going to be working from. And so we also not only have this carried over into our everyday activities, but into the workplace. And so Rizan is here to just discuss that with us. Now, we've been talking also a lot about Rizan, about the law of attraction or creative visualization and The Secret. And now The Secret, you know, came out in about, I guess, was it 2006, 2007, something like that, wasn't it, Rizan?
Yeah, I think so. It was a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, so, and then we had the great downturn in the economy right afterwards. So if all that worked, you know, then, yeah, what happened? And, you know, the law of attraction, it is important. The law of attraction does carry importance, because what you think or what you put your attention on is what you're going to attract in your life. But it's a lot, it's not that easy. You know, manifesting abundance, manifesting the life that you want, it's not just that easy. You can't just go around positively constantly thinking about it. There's a lot, there's some other stuff to it. And this is what you have come up with. Now, how is what you're doing different from this law of attraction or the creative visualization or The Secret?
Sure. So, you know, those two modalities, if you will, The Secret, the law of attraction, you know, it's part of a long tradition. And, you know, it goes back to the 1920s when Napoleon Hill wrote Think and Grow Rich, and Florence Shin wrote The Game of Life, which was more of coming at it from a spiritual or religious angle. And I think they're all, you know, trying to say the same thing, which boils down to, you know, what it says in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. And I think there is definitely truth and power to that. But sometimes we ask and we don't receive right, you know, or at least not right away. Right? That's happened to all of us.
Right.
And so, you know, one of the things that I talk about in my book, Zen Entrepreneurship, is what I call the four keys to manifestation. And I think it's when we have all of these four keys addressed and in motion that we're able to manifest more easily. I mean, I've known people, for example, or had times in my life where I was able to create exactly what I needed and wanted in abundance, and other times when I wasn't able to. And I think it's part of it is about being in alignment with what we were put here on the planet to do. And if you look at the quantum level, and you look at quantum physics and quantum mechanics, they talk a lot about probabilities and how our consciousness affects those probabilities. The way I like to think of it is that there are multiple probabilities out there, or future lives, if you will. And you can think of us, when we're manifesting, really as directing the universe to go towards one of these outcomes. But some of them have more probability of occurring than others. And so it's important that we choose the things that are right for us. So let me run very quickly through the four keys of manifestation. The first is right intent. And that is very much aligned with the law of attraction, The Secret, and it's about picking the right image to visualize, to draw a reality to you, and for mobilizing both visible and hidden forces to help you on that path. But which image we choose is important, and that's why I'm actually a big fan of listening. So rather than using a law of attraction as like an ATM where you go and say, okay, I want X, give me X, now give me Y, now give me Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn to quiet our minds through practices like meditation and yoga. And when we do that, we can more clearly perceive what our strengths, our weaknesses are, and what our purpose in life is. And we can listen for the right image to hold in our minds. And then it becomes a lot easier than when we're just sort of projecting our desires in this life, towards the universe and saying, please give me this or please give me that.
Right, so basically what we're doing is we're getting out of the way. We're going into the silence and with the yoga or the meditation to get out of the way, to get the human out of the way so that our higher power can speak to us and show us what direction we need to go in.
That's right. And so that's really, an important principle, I think, in manifesting whether it's abundance or anything else. The second key is what I call right patterns. And I'll talk a lot more about this in the show, but understanding our own energetic patterns. The truth of the matter is that we're all experts at manifesting things in our lives, whether we want them there or not consciously.
Right.
We've created some kind of reality. And by understanding, what drives us, our internal patterns, and how they manifest themselves in the outside world, we can be more effective at that process. And I'll give you a great example. In my own company, my very first company that I started when I was fresh graduate out of MIT, and so I write about it in the book, the company grew very, very fast, and it got pretty big, but then we ran into problems, and the problems were a direct reflection of my inner state. Turns out I'm the kind of guy who likes to jump into something, do it for a little while, then I get bored, and then I'd like to go do something else, and I'll do that for a little while, then I get bored, and I like to do something else. Well, that was my natural pattern, and I like to say if something happens three times, then it's a pattern, and it happened to me in high school, and it happened to me in college, and it happened to me in this very first startup. This was, back in the 90s when I had just graduated. My company was doing too many things, so it was a direct reflection of my inner pattern. So I like to say that our patterns are like dragons, and there's a great Chinese proverb about dragons. It goes like this. It says that if you ignore the dragon, it will eat you. If you confront the dragon, it will defeat you. But if you learn to ride the dragon, you can take advantage of its might and its power. And our energetic pattern is like that. We all have strengths and weaknesses and ways in which we can do things easily and other ways which make it harder. And by recognizing those strengths and weaknesses, we can leverage them into what I call the third key of manifestation, which is right technique. And that's about choosing a path that is easy for you given your energetic patterns. I'll give you another great example. Years ago, I went to see a very famous writer, Isabel Allende, speak at Berkeley, and somebody asked her, how can I write my first novel? And she gave a great technique. She said, well, if you write a page a day, at the end of the year, you'll have enough material for a novel. And I thought, well, she's a successful writer. That sounds like a great technique. Why don't I go try it? And you know what? I failed completely at that technique. Turns out that technique was not aligned with my energetic pattern. I couldn't do the slow and steady approach. I could write
That's very interesting. Yeah, and I love your example that you used about the dragon. And we've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue talking about this third third law of manifestation and then talk about the fourth one. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show on WBLQ AM 1230. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We are here with Mogul. I like to call you Mogul, Riz. Is that okay if I call you Mogul?
Sure, feel free.
With everything you've done, you're like a mogul to me. You're a well-known entrepreneur and author of this book, Zen Entrepreneurship, Walking the Path of the Career Warrior. And we're talking about how to bring your higher power into the workplace and how to manifest what you want. So before the break, we were talking about the third step of manifestation. So you want to finish up on that one, Riz?
Sure, yeah. So the third key to manifestation was what I call right intent. Right technique. I mentioned the example of writing a book and how I've gotten this technique from a very famous author of, well, write a page a day, and that's how you can write your novel. And turns out that was the wrong technique for me. It might have been the right technique for her. I tend to write in spurts. So sometimes I can write a whole chapter in a day, and then I don't write anything else for a few weeks. Part of this is understanding, what we're naturally drawn to. And no matter what we're trying to achieve, of course, it would be nice if we could just sit and visualize it and, everyone would show up, everything would show up at our door. But usually we have to go out in the world and we have to implement some set of techniques to get us to the goal. And whether we're trying to be successful in say, investing in real estate, investing in the stock market, perhaps in making films, be a writer, or, you know, starting a business, a bakery, for example, whatever goal we're trying to achieve in our lives, you know, we have to find the right technique. And usually the problem is not that there aren't enough techniques out there. In fact, I find the problem is the opposite. There are lots of books out there on how to be successful in the stock market and how to become a wealthy real estate investor and how to do all these different things. But not all the techniques work for everyone, and so we have to personalize the technique, and that's really the point of this third key of manifestation. And then finally, the fourth key of manifestation is what I like to call right timing or appropriateness. And this is, you know, very important. Going right back to what we talked about at the beginning, where you ask, you know, and you're like, well, I haven't received what I've asked for, right? Well, maybe at least not yet. And there are two elements to this, at least two elements, which is our inner timing and then our outer timing. And the outer timing of the market is very important. Especially like in my world, I'm a technology entrepreneur. And so, you know, if you introduce a product to the market at the wrong time, you know, suppose you introduce an iPod today. Well, everyone's already got an iPhone, right? It's not the right time to introduce that into the market. And so you have to use this sense of understanding where the market is and how you define the market. What the market, you're looking for a job at a university. Well, maybe all the universities aren't hiring. So, you know, you need to kind of look at what is the appropriate item to bring at a certain point in time, and that's what can help lead to financial success. But also, our inner timing is very important. I mean, suppose, you know, you want to break out on your own and start a business, but you've got a mortgage and you've got all these other things going on and healthcare bills and these things. Well, it may not be the best time. So, you know, what I find is we can visualize, set our intent. If we understand how our patterns work, which is the second key, right patterns. If we choose the right set of techniques and we're sensitive to the timing of our internal as well as the external factors that play a role in success, you know, then we can manifest more consistently than if we're just sort of asking for things all the time and sometimes we're getting them and sometimes we're not. This gets into the distinctions of how I believe the hidden worlds work in conjunction with the physical world.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, I've got another question for you here. How do you make your work become a meditation?
Sure, and that's a great question, and it's one of the techniques that I talk about in my book. I mean, we've all heard of meditation and think of it as kind of a mental exercise, and then, you know, we've heard of yoga and think of it as a physical exercise. You know, but the reality is both meditation and yoga are acting on our energetic field. In fact, if you go back to the old yogic traditions, they said that the mind, body, and emotions consist of a series of clear sheets, what they call koshas in Sanskrit, and there's one inside the other, kind of like what we might call the aura today, but in their terminology, they were clear and they would let light through. And what would happen during our lives is that we would develop these imperfections in these sheets, and then suddenly light wouldn't shine through as clearly. Either way, shine out or shine in. And these imperfections, which were called samskaras, ended up defining our energetic pattern and our karma in this life and across lives. And so I find that, you know, an interesting way to look at it, because very often we're not able to see clearly the causes and effects of things. And so I always recommend people to look at a practice like meditation or prayer or yoga to help clear up the energetic field. Now, using your work as meditation is an interesting offshoot of this because, you know, we can only meditate for so long a given day. And, you know, the psychologist Sigmund Freud once said that life consists mostly of work and love. Right? Well, if you think about it, life consists mostly of work and sleep in terms of the number of hours that we spend doing both of those things. So if we can use those two times as part of our spiritual development, then we can be in a mode of progressing 24 hours a day. So meditation in the early days is usually about concentration. Even though the end goal isn't concentration, the end goal is to clear up these imperfections so we can see more clearly. It starts off by concentrating on a bead or concentrating on an energy center in the body or concentrating on an image or simply paying attention to your breath. And, you know, what happens naturally is that our mind wanders to the things we have to do in the house this weekend, wanders to the meeting that we had yesterday where somebody, you know, made a remark about us, and when we didn't have a witty response, but we thought about it afterwards, and we wish we had said it. So a mind is constantly wandering to the past and the future instead of focusing on the present. And so in your work, you can say, well, I'm going to use this next task that I have to do, which could be a task for an hour or two, and say, I'm going to use it as a form of meditation. And so you set your intent, and you start working on this task, and what happens? Naturally, you get distracted. You get distracted by Facebook. You get distracted by Twitter. You get distracted by email. You get distracted by your boss, your coworkers, coffee break, lunch. And then your mind starts to wander to the past and the present, away from the present or to the future. And so what you can do is bring your mind back to the task at hand, gently, just like we would in meditation. We would bring our mind back to the object of meditation. At work, you can bring your mind back to the task that you're working on. And each time you do this, you're actually training your mind. I like to call it a warrior's task, where you have an obvious purpose, which might be, I have to fill out this spreadsheet, or I have to write this memo, or I have to write this report, or I have to have this meeting. That's the obvious purpose you're doing it. The hidden reason why you're doing it is to develop your power of concentration and focus. And if you do that regularly throughout the day, you end the day in a clear state of mind, and you don't feel so frazzled at the end of the day. I like to use the analogy from this old 1980s movie, The Karate Kid. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Oh, yeah. It's a good movie.
Yeah, but in that movie, the student is learning karate from the teacher, Mr. Miyagi, but instead of teaching him karate, he has him do these chores, like, wax the floor and paint the fence. And the student gets upset and says, why are you having me do chores? I'm supposed to be learning karate. Turns out he was. His muscles were learning the movements that was needed in order to be successful at blocking kicks and punches and doing karate. And that's the same idea here, is that we have the obvious reason we're doing things, which is whatever our task is at work, and the non-obvious reason, which is using your work as a form of meditation to increase your ability to concentrate and to really build your ability to focus at the present moment.
That's good. That's very interesting. We have to take another quick break. But when we're going to come back, we're going to talk more about this meditation and about thoughts, because I teach meditation, and I've got something to add to that. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for Leading Edge Empowering Knowledge and Information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 AM and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We are here with entrepreneur Riz, who's written a book, Zen Entrepreneurship, Walking the Path of the Career Warrior. And we were talking before the break about meditation and thought waves. Now, this is the deal, is that whenever you meditate, you will probably get thoughts. And that is a natural process of meditation, because what happens is lots of people think that when they are meditating and they get a bunch of thoughts that they're doing it wrong. But what the thoughts indicate is that you're releasing stress, because according to Ayurveda, there's 72,000 channels that run through our bodies. They're called nadis, these channels of energy and information. And when we're under a lot of stress, they get blockages in them. And the only way to really release the blockages from your energy channels or your nadi centers is through meditation. And each time you release stress through those channels, a thought will pop into your head. And what happens is, the reason why meditation is important to do on a consistent basis, and what we're talking about here is bringing it into work so that your workplace becomes an area where you can do some meditation as well, is it releases the stress, and eventually you'll release all your stress and then you won't have all the thoughts, and your mind can focus in. You can have more present moment awareness, or the power of now, Eckhart Tolle. And as Riz says, at the end of the day, if you're like this and you're learning how to, you know, control your thoughts or get rid of them, and you can clear your mind, and then you feel refreshed at the end of the day instead of exhausted. So that's a very key point there. I like that, Riz, what you said about doing that throughout the day, and then you're not exhausted at the end.
Yeah, then you end up with a clear mind for the rest of the day. And you know, I like to use the analogy sometimes of those snow globes that we had when we were kids, which have a little city scene inside, and you shake it up, right, and the snow is everywhere, and then you can't really see anything because it's flying. But eventually, as you do these practices, you know, whether it's meditation or yoga, the snowflakes start to settle. And as they do, you can see more clearly what's actually happening in that scene. In that case, it's a static scene. But I think it's true in our lives as well. Any situation that we have created in our lives, if we think back, there are decisions that we made along the way that led us to that point. And how do we make decisions? You know, usually we make it based upon how we feel. And sometimes we make it instinctively. We make decisions instinctively. And just learning to recognize that is a part of what I learned, what I call really understanding your energetic pattern on the inside, which is how you hold your energy field and why your, say, nadis that you mentioned are blocked a certain way, whereas mine might be blocked a completely different way, right?
Right.
Because we hold stress differently. And we have a different set of life experiences. But what I find, and now I've moved on from being an entrepreneur to being an investor and mentor to dozens of other entrepreneurs, and part of my mission is to help them bring their products out to market, but really help them on this journey of personal discovery, as well as I'm an independent filmmaker and have invested in a bunch of different independent films. But what I found is that sometimes the same kind of situation will manifest itself several times throughout our lives. And I used the example earlier of my own case where I was doing too many things and my company was doing too many things. Well, I've seen it in other entrepreneurs. Like, I know this one guy who he'll get a new investor in his company and he'll work great with him for a little while, and you know, it'll be like a honeymoon period, and he'll follow that new investor's advice on everything, and then inevitably something will go wrong. And then instead of taking any responsibility for the decisions he made, the entrepreneur will blame that new investor, and then they'll have a falling out, and then they'll never talk to each other again. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then it happened again with a different investor, and then it happened yet a third time with yet another investor. And I said, there's my key, right? If it happens three times, then it's an important clue that something is going on here with our energetic patterns. And we all know young people who maybe have gotten into, or maybe not so young, who get into personal relationships that follow a very similar arc, even though they're with different people.
Right.
And so if we can learn to reflect on our lives a little bit, we can learn to see the causes and effects and see the recurring patterns, which are a result of how we hold our energy. And through meditation and yoga, we can learn to release those blockages so that we're much more clear, both in our ability to perceive, but also in our ability to create.
Yes. Now, you say that your career can be a treasure hunt. What in the world do you mean by that?
Yeah. And so, you know, I think this is one of the fun elements of the book that people always remember and comment on. And if I can use another 1980s movie analogy, you can see I grew up in the 80s. But I don't know if you've ever seen the Raiders of the Lost Ark film.
Oh, of course.
Indiana Jones. And in those films, there's always a treasure, a spiritual treasure at the end of the film, whether it's the Ark of the Covenant or the Holy Grail, right, that they're trying to find. But unfortunately, you know, the clues aren't laid out all at once. So what do they have to do? They have to follow the first clue, which leads them to something, which usually leads them to a second clue, and then they follow that second clue, and then they get the third clue. And by this process of zigzagging through the clues, they can find the treasure. Well, I believe that we can use our careers and view our careers as a treasure hunt. And the treasure at the end of this hunt, you know, it may be financial success or it may be more of a spiritual success, but really it's about becoming the person we were meant to be. The psychologist Carl Jung, who's a favorite of mine, you know, used to say that the purpose of psychology and psychiatry shouldn't just be to help people with mental disorders. It should be to help ordinary people become the person that they were meant to be in this life. And that's really what the treasure hunt is about. It's about learning to use your intuition to look for the clues that are constantly coming to us in our lives. And a clue is usually a subtle knock of attention or a feeling that we have inside our bodies. Like could be a feeling of deja vu, could be the ideal clue is what Jung termed as synchronicity, which is when you're thinking of something internally, and then something happens in the outside world that correlates to what you were thinking about. And the simplest example of this is you're thinking about a friend that you haven't talked to in a while, and they suddenly call you. I had an example of this recently where I had a dream, and in the dream there was a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in years, and we were talking about some project that she was working on in the dream. So a couple of days later, I emailed her, and she said, oh, yeah, you know, I'm working on this business plan. I've been meaning to email you and call you because I need to get your input on it. And she had a bunch of questions for me. And so that was a case where there an inner event correlated with something that was happening in the outside world. And in the book, I talk about the seven different types of clues, and synchronicity being one of the main ones. I'll give you another example is what I like to call the errant phrase. It's when we see a phrase somewhere. Could be in our spam folder, in our email, could be in a bumper sticker. But it answers some question or issue that we've been dealing with internally. A friend of mine a few years ago was trying to buy a house in Arizona, and it was before the crash of 2008, and so everyone was buying houses and housing prices were going up, and she was a little down that she had looked at so many places but wasn't able to find one that she wanted to buy. And then as she was driving, she noticed a bumper sticker, and the bumper sticker said, "Not all those who wander are lost." And she said, "Huh, that's interesting." So then she forgot about it, and then she was online somewhere and she saw the same phrase again. Not all those who wander are lost. And then she asked me, "Have you heard this phrase? Do you know where it's from?" And I said, "Well, I think it's from a poem in The Lord of the Rings, which says, not all that is gold glitters, and not all those who wander are lost." But she wasn't even a fan of those books. It turns out, you know, this message was tailored for her. And she saw it again a third time because of her hunting for a place to live. And the message was that it was okay for her to continue renting and not, you know, have a permanent place, a house to buy. And it turns out a few years later, when the real estate market crashed, she didn't even want to live in Arizona anymore. But if she had taken out a mortgage at that time, she might have been forced to stay there. And so that was an example of a clue coming in the form of an errant phrase. And there's lots of different types of clues that I talk about, but they're really about learning to use our intuition.
Yes, I do. I love that. We have to take another quick break. And this is what we're talking about when you listen to these clues. This is actually your higher power trying to come in and work through you, your intuition, your higher power trying to come in and work through you to give you the clues, to give you the guidance as to where you need to go for your success. So that's it. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Riz about what they don't teach you about career success at Stanford and MIT. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We're here talking with Riz about his book, Zen Entrepreneurship, Walking the Path of the Career Warrior. We're learning how to merge our business world and our spiritual life together so that we can be very successful. But, you know, the show is also about nutrition and food, and so I have to take a break here and do what the bleep.
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Okay, so the what the bleep today is about the lowly crab apple. Yes. I live in an area that has a ton of apples, and I was born and raised in Virginia, which also has a ton of apples. And in Virginia, we've never really heard of the crab apple. But then I moved here to Seattle, and we have the crab apple. And, hey, Riz, there in Boston, did you guys have crab apples?
You know, I don't recall offhand.
Brian, do you guys have crab apples?
Not as far as the eye can see, no.
Okay, neither one of you, see? This is what I'm talking about, this lowly crab apple. Now, how in the world, it is in the apple family, now how in the world it got its name crab apple, I don't know. You've got all these other apples with regal names like Honeycrisp, Gala, Pink Lady, and Red Delicious, to name a few. But the lowly crab apple, I don't know how it got its name. It is small, but they're absolutely gorgeous. I have a crab apple tree. And I had no idea what to do with this thing because I also have two other apple trees, king apple trees. But last year, this one gave us an abundance of crab apples, and they're just absolutely beautiful. They look kind of like cranberries, like that color red, kind of, and then they turn an even more bluish red, you know, and they're gorgeous. So I did some research to find out what in the world do you do with these things. Well, you know what? In some Asian cultures, and they use it as a sour condiment, and they eat it sometimes with shrimp paste or chili pepper and salt. Now, I have not tried that, but maybe I will. But it does have some nutritional value, and this is what, you know, people don't realize. If you go online and you try to find out what the nutritional value is, it's all over the place. I mean, some sources say that it's very high in vitamin C, then other sources say it's not very high in vitamin C, and some say it's high in potassium and not a whole lot of fiber. But one thing that they're all consistent with is that it does contain pectin. It's very high in pectin. And pectin is used in making jams and jellies, and it also reduces cholesterol and blood triglyceride levels, which may lower heart disease. So there you go. So you should have some crab apples. Now, the thing of it is that they do have different varieties, and so you have different colors. Mine are very red. And if you get ones that have the dark red skin, they may have antioxidants, like flavanol compounds that prevent cancer, heart disease, asthma, and diabetes. So there you go. So what do you do with this thing? Well, what you do is you can make crab apple jelly, just like you make apple jelly, except use crab apples. And you're going to have to add a little bit more sugar because they are kind of tart. You can make crab apple butter. You can make crab apple puree, all these types of things. Crab apple muffins, and you put the puree in. It's kind of fun. And so that's what I'm going to be doing this week, is I'm going to be putting up some crab apples and making some crab apple jelly. And the other interesting thing is, though, when you have to trim the trees, because you always have to trim the trees, save the wood from the trees, because the things that you trim off, because it's really good to use in cooking, like smoking foods, because it burns hot and slow without too much flame. So, you know, I have to give a cheers, a great big hurrah to the lowly crabapple, because actually it's got a lot of uses. And if you want more information on it, a really good website to go to is the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. They have a website there, and they explain a little bit more about the crabapple, and they give you some recipes. And so it's great. So y'all should check it out. Okay, we're going to go back to Riz now, and we're going to talk about what they don't teach us about career success at Stanford and MIT. So, Riz, take it away.
Sure. Well, let me start with what they do teach. And,
okay.
What they do teach us is to think of the world in terms of models, whether it's a model of how electricity flows, you know, in a circuit. It's not the underlying reality of the circuit. Nobody really knows, you know, what is electricity at a low level other than these electrons that are supposed to be flowing. But we create this mathematical model, and it kind of tells us how it should behave. Well, you know, when I got to Stanford Business School a few years ago, they did the same thing. They taught us how to build these models, and they built these very complicated spreadsheets for decision-making. They called it decision modeling class. And in these spreadsheets, you put in these different values, and they have formulas that go to other values, and at the end, it comes out and says, you know, there's a 73% chance that this is the best answer, and a 23% chance that this is the best answer. And I remember looking at one of these very complicated models and asking my professor, who literally had written the book that we were using as our textbook, about it, and I said, well, what if you change one of those numbers at the beginning, like the inputs? He goes, well, then all the numbers change, and now suddenly this is no longer the best option. The best option is the one down there. And I said, well, how do you know you've got the right numbers then? And he said, well, you don't. Basically, what he was saying was, he called it, you know, use your pattern matching skills and managerial skills. But really, I think what he was trying to say, without saying it, was that you have to use your gut, and you have to use your intuition. And that really is what they don't teach, at least not explicitly. I mean, if you look back at many of the great scientific inventions, they all came from somebody's intuition, right? Einstein was using his intuition to follow a ray of light, which led him to the theory of relativity. Even Elias Howe, who was inventing the sewing machine, couldn't figure out how to make the needle work because, you know, needles always had a hole at the back. But then he had a dream of some cannibals who had spears that had holes at the tip rather than at the back of the spears. And he woke up and he realized that's how he could make the sewing machine work, by putting a little hole for the thread at the tip of the needle. And so, you know, behind every great invention, there's, you know, a certain amount of intuition at work. And I believe you really have to learn to balance these two. You have to use your intuition and logic together. And they really don't teach you that in these schools, and even in a lot of the how-to books, right? They always give you the practical steps to follow, but if you and I follow the same steps, we may have completely different outcomes, because it's our intuition and our energetic patterns that often make the difference along the way. And I'm a firm believer in that if we can find a way to use both of these together. People often ask me, well, you know, do you always follow the clues? Do you always use your intuition? And I say, yeah, but you have to look sometimes for the clues to validate themselves and to repeat. Right? I gave that example earlier of the phrase, not all those who wander are lost. So not only did she see that on a bumper sticker, but she saw it online and in the book. So it repeated at least three times. And it's when a clue repeats itself that you know that it's important. Someone or something, whether it's your higher self, as you mentioned, the more religious might say it could be your guardian angels, the more scientific might say it's part of you from the future. It's a future self that's communicating back to you. But the more you learn to pay attention, the more you realize that these clues are out there and they're highly personalized. If you and I were to walk in the same room looking for clues, we would go to completely different conversations, completely different parts of the room, probably, because we have different things on our minds. And so the clues are tailored to us. And so if we learn to follow the clues, if we let them validate themselves with repetition, we can then combine logic and intuition together and choose the right technique that will get us to where we want to go in our lives.
I love that, Riz, and we have to end that there because the show's going to end. So real quickly, I want you to tell people how they can get a hold of you and how they can get your book.
Sure. So my website is www.zenentrepreneur.com. And from there, there's a link to my blog and my Facebook page, which I keep updated. And they can get my book from Amazon. There's a link to it. Make sure it's the second edition, which is the one that I came out with recently. And I also announced on my blog a little while ago in the summer that I was giving away free copies to college students and those who recently graduated. Because the story itself takes place when I had recently graduated, and I know what it's like to have student loans. And so I'd like to just announce that on the air, and you can fill out a form on my website if you're in college or just graduated and would like a free copy.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Riz. It's been a pleasure. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me and how I can help you lead the life you want to lead and about my show, go to the, MichelleBondShow.com. Have a prosperous week, and I'll see you next time. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.